You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones. God, this is Tom, and it is time to wake up. I came in this morning to the studio, and Danny was playing some Alan Jackson music, and you know, I like Alan Jackson, and Danny was telling me a little bit of his life and what he's going through, and it breaks my heart to hear what he's going through physically, and so keep him in your prayers. I asked Danny if we could play one of his songs this morning, Amazing Grace. Thank you.
grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I first
tell you what, that is an amazing song. Thank you, Danny, for sharing his music. And that's Alan Jackson and Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me. And I tell you, as we enter the Resurrection Sunday, Easter, I tell you what, it is, now is the time, if we don't know him, as the word says, today is the day of salvation, to come to know him, you know. And what would we do without Jesus? I'm reminded in the book of Matthew, I was studying this morning, early this morning, and Jesus was saying, I am surely with you always to the very end of the age. That's the assurance that you and I have, that we have life in him, life more abundantly. Before I go on and share my little message this morning, I'd like to play a song. I picked a couple songs out, and I hope you enjoy them. And I love praise and worship music, along with spending time with the Lord. Just and that's my desire for each and every one of you, that you'll spend some quality time, because you look at the news and there's peace in spending time with Jesus. There is. Peace that he says, I give unto thee, not as the world gives. He said, but I give unto thee. And that's the assurance that we all have, to enter into his presence with thanksgiving, as the word says, and with praise. And so spend some time with him. You know, get to know him. You know, if you have a friend, you want to spend time with him. And I encourage you to read the Word, start in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Develop some quiet time, as I encourage you all each week when I come here, to just ask him to direct your steps. Because the Word says the steps of a righteous are ordered not by you, but they're ordered by him. And I pray that you would walk in those steps that he's establishing for you each and every day. It's so important. I mean, the dark is definitely getting darker. You know, you listen to the news, and I can't watch a lot of it anymore. I just can't. Go to the gas station, and you're going to be paying almost $30, $35 more a gallon. But you know what? God will provide. Our God will provide. You know, don't focus on all the negative stuff going on. Spend time with him. You know, be that light that he's called you to be into the darkness. Don't worry about the doom and gloom. I know we're in the last days as the dark's getting darker, but the light in us, which is Christ, will get brighter and brighter and brighter, that we can go in and share the gospel, the good news, amazing grace. How sweet that the sound that saved a wretch like me. And so I'm going to put on a couple of songs. They're not very long. They're going to be short, and it's about the Resurrection Sunday.
Our eyes upon the cross and run to him who showed great love and bled for us. Freely you bled for us. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake. Come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead. We are one with him again. Come awake, come awake. Come and rise up from the grave. Beneath the
dead. He's alive. He's alive.
bells ringing, they're singing that you can be born again. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing, Christ is risen from the dead. The angel upon the tombstone said he has risen, just as he said. Quickly now, go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he is risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing, you can be healed right now. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing, Christ, he will reveal it now. The angels, they all surround us, and they are ministering Jesus' power. Quickly now, reach out and receive it, for this could be your glorious hour. Joy to the world, he is risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Hallelujah. I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more
I mean, those songs are amazing. And as we celebrate Resurrection Sunday, I pray God's very best for each and every one of you that are listening, that you'll never be the same. And if you don't know Christ today as your Lord and Savior, you know, I pray that you come to know him. That as John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but all have everlasting life." You know, if you don't know Christ today, if you and some of you might have walked away, and the word says today is the day of salvation. Just bow your head and say, "Lord, I'm a sinner." You know, as we heard the song by Alan Jackson, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." Father God, I pray that I'd repent of my sins, and Father, I want to come to know you as Lord and Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the great I Am. It's a simple prayer. Father, I thank you for touching those that need a special touch, those that need to come back to you, that they would come back to you, those that know you would draw super close to you in these days that we live in. Those that need to rededicate their life back to you, I pray, Father God, that they would keep their eyes upon upon you. As your word says, perfect peace is his, whose mind is stayed on thee. All of us need to keep our mind on him. As he says, peace I give unto thee. Not as the world gives, but I give unto thee. And what an assurance that we have that God's not dead. He is alive. My church in Louisville, Kentucky used to sing that song, God's not dead, he is alive. And I used to be able to sing it. My singing days are over. I can't sing anymore. But anyway, before I get into the message, a couple people I'd like to thank, Mark and Mary. Thank you and for your support. Lisa, yours too. I pray that you all would have a – we're going to be spending Easter with Mark and Mary, and thank you for having us over to celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Lisa, thank you for your support, you and Mike. And my dear, lovely wife, thank you for helping me as well stay on the radio and with your financial support and prayers because, you know, my wife's the reason that I am my wife and the Lord are the reason why I'm the way I am. And to want to hear, get closer to him. I want to hear his heartbeat. And I want you to hear his heartbeat too, which beats people. And that that his word says, again, peace I give unto you. The world will never give it to you. You can't find it in homes, cars, your portfolio. You know, you can only have his peace by knowing him intimately as your Lord and Savior. So I want to thank Mark and Mary, Lisa, thank you. My lovely wife, thank you. And I believe my wife has a birthday tomorrow. And I want to say happy birthday, sweetheart. I was going to play a song for you, happy birthday. I wish I could sing. I was given a name, Tom Jones, but I sure wish I could sing, but I can't. I just can't. A lot of people, I've had an opportunity to meet years ago Johnny Cash and his family, and he was so excited that he was going to meet Tom Jones, and, you know, I hated to disappoint him, but I wasn't the Tom Jones. I told him, when I met him, he and his family, I said, oh, he said, Tom Jones, I've always wanted to meet you. And I said, that's funny. I've always wanted to meet you too. So, but one thing, I cannot sing. And so happy, sweetheart, happy birthday tomorrow. And I pray that, you know, you'll have a special day tomorrow. And I was going to try to play a song for my wife. I haven't listened to it yet, but let me try it. If it gets a little carried away, I'll turn it off. But this
happy
is
birthday
to my wonderful wife.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, sweetheart. And I pray that you'll have a wonderful day tomorrow. My business partner has given me tomorrow off to take her somewhere and treat her and make her feel special. And, you know, and God brings people your way. You know, just don't take them for granted. You know, just keep loving on them. You know, I know there was times that my wife would minister to me about certain things, and not perfect. And she said, you need to look at this, and you need to do this. And I'd listen to her. And one of the things, you know, I come here each week, and I sense in my spirit, and thank you, sweetheart, for helping me with my walk with Christ. But one of the things that we must have as a Christian that is a teachable spirit, you know, that your heart's open to for correction or ministering to if someone speaks into your life. And you know, and the Lord, he speaks to us in many ways through his word, his Holy Spirit. Sometimes he'll use people to encourage you. And don't get offended if someone speaks into your life and you know, just have a teachable spirit. You know, have the heart always open to just if the Lord wants to correct you. You know, because the word says all discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but afterwards produces the peaceful fruit of righteousness. So, you know, like a child, sometimes we get disciplined by the Lord. Sometimes, you know, my wife will minister and speak into my life. And, you know, when she does it, it's always in God's grace and mercy and his love. And I listen. And I said, Lord, you know, does this apply to me? And majority of the time it does. So have a teachable spirit. Don't think you know everything. Because, you know, I can tell you, I don't know everything. You know, I don't. I've been on a job for 40 years, and I still don't know my job that well. I have to rely on the Lord every day to give me the wisdom to create the architectural designs. I have to lean on him, and that's what I want you to do, is to lean on him and nothing else, because it all can be taken away from us. You know, whatever we have can be taken. We're not going to take anything with us. But to know the Lord, to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's what's going to last eternally. And that's why we need to be sharing Christ with other people and encouraging one another. As Hebrews 3:13 says, encourage one another daily. Why today is still called today. So don't forget that, because people are, you know, a lot of people that I meet are discouraged. And rightfully, you know, the days we're living in are they're dark. And, you know, everyone's negative, and, you know, and I said, being negative at times, and I have to stop myself and say, nope, don't go there. Nope, don't go there. You know, Lord, help me. And so my message this morning, I got off track a little bit. My message this morning is found in Matthew chapter 28, and it's the resurrection. And so Matthew chapter 28, verse 1, after the Sabbath at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake. You know, when I was studying early this morning, I was up about 3 o'clock, and I was studying, I noticed it says, a violent earthquake. And an angel of the Lord came down from the heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. You know, that tomb was sealed. And a couple things I gleaned out of this. So, you know, an earthquake appeared, and I believe that earthquake broke that seal off that tomb. And it says here, and then the angel rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. It's humanly impossible for one person to have moved that stone, but he did. He had supernatural power the Lord gave him. Again, his appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where they lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go and tell the brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. And as we go to verse 11, the guards report. And you know, I gleaned something out of this as well. And while the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priest everything that had happened. When the chief priest had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, you are to say his disciples during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. So yeah, that's kind of interesting. You know, if they were asleep, how did they know that the disciples took Jesus out of that tomb? You can't be asleep and know something's going on. And if this report gets to the governor, he will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been is widely circulated among the Jews even to this very day. And then verse 16, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. Have you ever doubted, you know, that God could do something for you? Have you ever doubted? You know, Thomas did, and I certainly do at times. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of age." And that's the assurance that we have on Resurrection Sunday, that he's alive. He's alive. He's not dead. He's alive. And that's the assurance that you have, that you can come to know him, that you can shed off the old nature, the old man, and become a new creature in Christ. And that's the assurance that you and I have, that we won't be afraid. And Jesus even told the ladies, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell the brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Wow, what a marvelous story, because that tomb was sealed. But when that earthquake came, I believe it rattled that stone and broke that seal. And that angel of the Lord moved that stone. It's an amazing story for an amazing time that we live in, that we serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Great I Am. And I pray that that you know Jesus intimately, that it wasn't Muhammad that came back. It wasn't Buddha. I'm not picking on him, but Allah. It was Jesus. That when they nailed Jesus to the cross, he came back, as he said. And what an amazing story. And that can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, that he's not dead. He's alive. And what a wonderful Lord and Savior that we serve. There is nothing on this earth too difficult for him. God knew we needed a Savior. He knew we'd be lost. You know, if I go back to the Old Testament, and we studied in Exodus, I believe it's Exodus. Let me go back and look. Exodus chapter 15. We look at the story of the waters of Marah. You know, and everything, even in the Old Testament, always pointed to Jesus. And because that journey from when Egypt to Myra was, I believe, a three-day journey, and it was exactly 33 miles from Egypt to Myra. And that's significant because the 3 days represented the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the 33 miles that it took them from Egypt to Myra was the life of Christ here on earth. And if you go even further in Exodus 15, you'll find that when the people started drinking the water, they spit it out because it was very salty and they couldn't drink it. And they turned to Moses and, "What do we do?" And even in the Old Testament, you could see Christ, because when Moses took the tree that God says, "Take this tree and throw it into the water," and the Bible doesn't say what kind of tree it was, but he took that tree and threw it into the water. That tree sweetened the water, which made it bearable for the people to drink. And remember, they were 3 days without water. And so even that piece of wood that was thrown, the tree, or piece of wood, some translations, I believe King James said piece of wood, other translations said a tree. But when that tree was applied to the water, it sweetened the water. And even then, you know, it pointed to the cross, because Jesus died on that cross and shed his precious blood that you and I might have life, and we might have life more abundantly. So throughout Scripture, you'll see stories like that where Jesus reveals himself over and over and over. Because if you're bitter today, and here we are going into Resurrection Sunday, and if you're bitter today, as the people were in Myra, they were bitter, you know, and that tree that was thrown into the water made that water sweet. And that was the cross that made that water sweet. And I tell you, the cross can sweeten what's bitter in your life if you let him. You know, you might be upset you lost your job. I'm not quite sure. You might have gotten a bad report. But the word reminds us all that Jesus can take what's bitter and he can make it sweet if we let him. You have to let him. You know, you can say, well, I have a right, you know, to be upset with that person. I have a right to be angry. They took my money. I have a right. No, you don't. You know what Jesus did on that cross and then the resurrection Sunday, to come back and to give you life and our life and life more abundantly. That's the assurance that we all have. There's some things in our life, you know, we need to shake off those grave clothes. Jesus left the grave clothes in the tomb. And I think some of us, and I feel in my heart, some of us need to leave our grave clothes and our old life and come to know him as Lord and Savior and shake off some things that we need to shake off. You know, I'm going to do it my way. No, do it Jesus' way. No, and you know, you could think, well, I'm upset and I have a right to be. No, you don't. You know, you don't. So just remember, embrace Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the great I Am. As his word, we just got through reading in Matthew chapter 28, verses, I believe, 20. And his teaching to them, he said, obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you. This is Jesus speaking. And surely I am with you always to the very end of age. That's the assurance that you and I have, that he's not dead. He's alive. And that you know him intimately as your Lord and Savior, that he wakes us all up. You know, I need an awakening. I believe our church needs an awakening. I definitely know our country needs an awakening for Jesus. And I do. We need a stirring of our spirit and our heart to return, as Franklin Graham says, back to Jesus. Back to Jesus. We need him now more than ever. You know? And Lord, help us. Help us in our unbelief that you can show us. You know, because the word says the steps. Didn't say the leaps. The scriptures tell us the steps of a righteous are ordered by him. And they are definitely ordered by him. And so when we look at this story, that Jesus came and he gave you life and wants to give you life and life more abundantly. So the Resurrection Sunday, it's all about Jesus. Every single day that you wake up, it's all about Jesus. What would he have you to do? What would he have you to say? Who would he have you to minister to today? That's why it's so important not to worry about tomorrow. Because the scriptures tell us today has enough cares of its own. And you've heard me share this. But the Lord doesn't want you worrying about tomorrow. Because today has enough cares of its own. Because when you worry about tomorrow, you may be missing divine opportunities of today. You know, there may be people that you're to encourage or share with or love on. And by worrying about tomorrow, you know, what does it do? Your mind's into tomorrow, which is not even here. And then, you know, then people come up to you and you just stare at them and don't say anything and you miss divine appointments. And so we want to be careful that we don't miss those divine appointments, that Jesus came to give you life and our life and life more abundantly. And that's the assurance that we all have. So as we celebrate Easter, it's not about the eggs or all that stuff and the candy. And it's about Jesus coming to give you life and life more abundantly. And he tells us again in Matthew chapter 28, all authority in heaven on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of age. That's the assurance that you and I have, that what are we doing? Are we storing up our treasures here on earth? Are we bringing people to Jesus? He's not in that tomb anymore. He's out of it. He's gone, you know. And the soldiers thought it was the disciples that took him out. No one took him out, you know. No one took him out. He came out of that tomb and to give you life and me life and more abundantly. And that's the assurance that we all have. He's not there anymore. And not even, I don't know how much that stone wall weighed. I think there was approximate ton. I can't remember. It was quite heavy, and it's a miracle that an angel could move that stone, but humanly one man couldn't move that stone, and the seal was broken, and I believe it was the earthquake that broke that seal off, and then the angel just moved it, pushed it away to let them know that Jesus isn't in that tomb anymore. He came to give you life and life more abundantly. That's the assurance that we have. you know, to shake off the things that we need to shake off and to fall deeper in love with Jesus. As I come here every week encouraging you to fall deeper in love with him, not the things of the earth and strive for this and strive for that but to strive getting closer and closer and closer to Jesus, you know, and hearing him, you know, read the word. You know, that's what I'm trying to do more of is just read the word, study. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved, a workman and need not be ashamed. And I'm discovering things that, you know, wow, Lord, I didn't know that. And I didn't know this. You know, I'm not no Bible scholar. I don't claim to be. But just study the word and he'll speak to you through his word. And the Holy Spirit will minister to you. And God will use people to encourage you as well. Because this journey, you know, wasn't meant for you to do this journey alone. He wants to bring people into your life to help you, to support you, to encourage you. When Moses was in battle, you know, he started losing the battle when his arms came down. And I believe it was Aaron and Hur that held his arms up. And if your arms are down today, I pray that the Lord would send you someone to help you raise your arms back up so that you could win the battle that you're going through in your life, whatever that may be. It could be a financial issue. It could be spiritual issue. Whatever you're struggling with, you know, maybe your hands are down and you got tired and, you know, you quit praying because you don't see anything. You know, don't give up praying. Don't give up keeping, staying focused on Jesus because, you know, the fervent, as the scriptures tell us, the fervent and effectual prayer, the righteous availeth what? Much. It says much, not a little bit. Maybe you've given up too soon, you know. Maybe you've given up too soon in your prayer life because you didn't see anything happening. But I'm here to tell you, just keep praying. Keep praying. Pray for your family members. Don't give up on them. You know, well, it's impossible. They're never going to want to know God. Oh, you don't know that. You know, you don't know that. Just keep praying for them. Keep loving on them with Jesus' love. Because the only Jesus they're going to see is in you. So just love on them with his love and his mercy and his grace and his compassion. You know, and it's hard to do in this life because life has its bumps and it has its trials. It has its storms. But I tell you what, he's in the middle of it all with you. As he said, he doesn't give you anything that you can't handle. Doesn't give you anything you can't handle. And so that's the assurance, again, that you and I have life. And his word says, life more abundantly. And in 1 John, it says, he that has the Son, which is Jesus, has life. He who does not have Jesus does not have life. You know, the old man, once you come to know Christ, the old man's passed away, you know. And behold, you're a new creature. That's the assurance that we all have, the King, knowing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the Great I Am. So don't get caught up in this life and become critical and, well, God didn't do it for me. He did it for them, but wouldn't do it for me. And just rest and relax. Enjoy the journey on the way of where he's taking you, you know. You know, remember, he said, peace I give unto thee, not as the world gives. He came to give you his peace, his love, his compassion. His gentleness, meekness, kindness. He came to give you those things, you know. And let's not become like the world and get all caught up and, you know, all this glitter and glamour stuff. And just, that's, you know, Jesus, he was very humble. And, you know, he was born in a manger. Born in a manger. If it were today, would he be in a Hilton hotel? No, he'd probably still elect to be born in a manger. And it's a simple message. For mankind, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but all have everlasting life. I'm here to tell you, Jesus isn't dead. He's alive. He's alive. And there's a song I remember years ago that he's alive, and I can't remember who it was by, but it was a really dynamic song that he's alive, and I can try to pull it up. But if you're discouraged this morning, you know, as the word tells us, cast your cares upon him. For what does he say? That he careth for thee. And he does. He careth for thee. He does. And don't think he doesn't. He careth for thee. And that's assurance that we all have. So my message this morning is this simple message, that he's not in that tomb anymore, that he's risen. And he came to give you and I that life. That life and life more abundantly. And that's the assurance, again, that we have. So I pray you enjoyed my show this morning, the message, the songs, that just stay focused on what Easter is about. the Resurrection Sunday. It's about life, that he came to give you life and life more abundantly. I know there's some people out there that are hurting, and just want you to know that Jesus cares for you, and the battle is not yours. It belongs to him. How many times do I notice in my own life, I try to, you know, look for shortcuts. I don't know, this Christian life, you know, you think, well, I'm going to help Jesus out. Well, he doesn't need your help. He doesn't need your help. If we just cast our cares upon him, he said he careth for thee. And there's some of you, you've been carrying some battles, struggles, and just cast your cares upon him. And I tell you what, it takes a load off when I can just say, hey, Lord, I don't know how to do this journey. I've made a mess of things, and I'm not really trusting you enough. And there's times that, you know, I have to be honest. You know, I have an issue health-wise with something, and I really feel the Holy Spirit ministering to me that you're maybe seeking a doctor too much. Maybe just look to me, and I'll guide you to the right person. And you know, Jesus can use doctors, and I thank God for doctors. I'm not against them by no means. But, you know, I just said, Lord, you just massage my back even when I'm sleeping. You know, turn me over on my stomach and touch my back as only you can do. So, you know, I do believe in doctors, but there are times that, you know, there's nothing else you can do. You know, as Danny told me this morning about Alan Jackson, about his condition. There's just sometimes, you know, you're in pain, but you just cast that pain onto the Lord, even though you're enduring pain. And I think we all do at times, and it's hard. But I think in that pain and suffering, that it's really pulls us really closer to him. It does me, you know. It does me. It makes me a better person. You know, I don't complain about my pain anymore. Why? No one wants to hear it. And just cast that, your care, whatever that may be, on Jesus. And I've been at peace, you know, with seeing a surgeon next week. And I've just been at peace. And, you know, since I've been at peace, casting my cares on Christ, I don't notice the pain as much anymore. And it's there. Let's start casting our cares upon him. You know, he's not in that tomb anymore. He's not. You know, he's alive more now than ever. And he does care for you. And my prayer is that you'll draw closer to him like never before. As the word tells us, draw near to him and he'll draw near to you. That's assurance that we have. And John again says, he that has the Son has life. He that does not have the Son does not have life. And today, as the word says, is the day of salvation. Well, I'm going to leave you with a song. I've shared enough, and I hope I've encouraged you a little bit to cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for thee. And that's just simple. The battle is not yours. The battle belongs to Jesus. So many times we try to fight the fight, and we're not called to fight. We're called to love on Jesus, to draw near to Jesus, and to stay focused. As the word says, perfect peace is his, whose mind is stayed on him. So keep your mind, stay focused. Don't get off focused, you know. He'll direct your steps, as the word says. The steps of righteous are ordered by him. So my lips will praise you, and I'm going to end my show with a song, and it'll be over with, and to next week. I pray you all have a blessed Resurrection Sunday, and may God richly bless you all. And I pray the very best is yet to come. Don't stay focused on the war, the news. Stay focused on Jesus. I mean, I'm not saying don't look at the news and current events and what's going on, but don't spend a lot of time with it. You know, get open that word and start praying more. And I can tell you, Jesus can change your situation quickly if you let him. Well, until next week. May God continually richly bless you with the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.